Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Hi, everyone. This is Brooke speaking. This is Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We have already recorded. I'm coming at you after the recording of the main episode, which was, phenomenal. In a word, fabulous.
It was fabulous.
It was truly, I cannot wait for you guys to listen to this. I guess hats out of the cat now that it was Alana Glazer. Like, that is like truly out of this world. But I do have a personal announcement that I need to make before we get into the episode, which is that my book sold. And thank you.
Woohoo!
What a week it's been. Mm-hmm. My debut novel is going to be published by Crown Publishing, which is an imprint of Penguin Random House. They have also published Normal People and Connor, tell them.
And Greenlight by my father, Mr. McConaughey.
Which is really beautiful because that's truly one of the only books you've read, right?
In my adult life, yeah.
So it's all coming together.
It is.
I am like pretty beside myself with excitement. What can I tell you? The title is Phoebe Berman's Gonna Lose It. And I've been dying to say Phoebe has been with me for the past 4 months, and she's my best friend, my sister, my family. It's been hard to keep her name in, but now I can just be like, oh, Phoebe.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you guys to meet her. Phoebe is a young woman with crippling intimacy anxiety. And so she is about to turn 30 and she has not lost her virginity yet. So she has 30 days. She's giving herself 30 days before her birthday to do that. Mm-hmm. And in those 30 days, you know, a lot happens.
A lot can happen in 30 days.
She might meet some people. There might be some love interests.
There might be.
There might be some therapy appointments.
Could be.
There might be some panic attacks.
There will be.
And there will also be a lot of fun. And love and friendship. And I just can't wait for you to get your hands on it. And also, what I keep forgetting to say, which is also kind of a big deal, it's a 2-book deal. So after you get your hands on Phoebe, you will get your hands on something else as well. So,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, there will be, that's I think the big announcement. There will be more later down the line, such as when it comes out. And the cover and such like that. But for now, when somebody asks me what I do.
What do you do for work?
I'm an author.
Have you written anything that I might have heard of?
My debut novel is actually coming out.
Oh, really?
Soon.
What's it called?
Phoebe Berman's Gonna Lose It.
Oh, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I'll put it on my Goodreads. Want to read.
Please do.
I heard it was on, no.
It's not anywhere. It's not there yet. But I will let you know when it's there.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Thank you so much.
We're all so happy for you, Brooke.
That's the big announcement.
So proud of you.
Okay, that's the big thing. And now I'm so excited for you to listen to this episode. What a freaking week, you
what
guys.
What a freaking week.
What a freaking week. Okay.
Oh, so good, Brooke. We're so happy.
Thank
and so
you,
proud
my love.
Of you.
Thank
Everyone,
you.
Everyone, I think we could all agree. We all said in unison, watch this space.
Watch this space. Yeah. Phoebe is sending her love. Thank you. Here's the episode. We'll be right back.
And when you say Kelly Clarkson collection, you mean literally this chair?
That chair?
That's a custom piece from Kelly.
not custom, mass-produced.
Yeah.
Customly mass-produced by custom. Our girl, one of our close friends.
These are custom non-Kelly Clarkson. That's Kelly Clarkson.
So Kelly has a talk show, and then she's like, you're seeing me sit in leather club chairs. You might want one that I would put my ass on.
Do you hear the sound that my ass makes on this chair? Do you not want this? Luckily, everything picks up on the mics.
Oh my gosh, you know what though? The Kelly Clarkson one is smoother, and it's not making that same sound.
And you pray as an artist that the Kelly Clarkson collection Wayfair mass-produced chairs don't do a cover of your song because you're toast, bitch.
Yeah. Can you just put the mic to your ass as you do that?
Please. I thought you'd never ask.
Now check this out. Oh, smooth as butter.
Smooth
as butter.
Don't slip.
Are we
recording? I guess that's a question on everybody's lips.
Are they professionals here at TMG Network? Of course.
Not yet, but working
on it. Is this the father of a four-month-old?
Yeah.
You could say that.
He needs to record.
Let's fucking go. He was ready 7 a.m. He was recording at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to get some
Connor, how about you go ahead. You practice our intro. We've been getting really good at practicing our intro.
Beautiful.
We've been working on it
I'm going to pass it to you today.
137 episodes. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We have, how you say, there's a certain
je ne sais quoi to it
about us today in the studio.
And the je ne sais quoi is to our left. Alana Glazer is here today, and that's a sentence that I never thought would come out of my mouth,
or
Alana.
Mine.
I do need to get the fangirling out of the way right now so we can just move on. I mean, I'm like obsessed with you. You are just my comedy idol, and just as a human as well too, also. And
I'll take the baton whenever and just echo.
You take the baton.
I'll echo Brooks. Can I have your just one finger? Yeah. Would be great because we've been holding space for you in this studio.
You come up at least every episode at least once.
Yes. So it's such an honor to have you here today. It's unbelievable. I'm looking over. I'm like, was that chocolate protein bar this morning actually like a mushroom bar? Like, what am I looking at? You're here. This is amazing.
A vision.
I'm here. I'm so proud of you.
Oh my God.
I'm so impressed by your self-starterdom, your understanding the landscape and building within it. I am so touched and moved by your by your sweet little spirits. Your zillennial vibe. I would have babysat you is kind of the thing that I was with Broski yesterday and I'm just like, as well, I would have babysat her as well. And I'm just so moved, you guys. It's like truly my honor to be here and honor to serve you in the way that you tell me I have. So I really appreciate it.
So that is the episode, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for listening today.
Oh my gosh. You guys are so sweet.
Oh, Alana.
My little sweetie pies, my little babies.
You came to my school.
What?
When I was a freshman.
Huh?
BU.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
You and Abby did
a
thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was first come, first serve.
What did we do? A talk?
A talk. And I will say I did block out those 4 years of my life, so it's a little fuzzy.
Sure.
But I was there 7 a.m. because it was first come, first serve.
Aww.
And I had a great time in the line.
Aw, yeah. Sweet.
Did you get in?
I did because I was one of the first.
Okay. The experience stopped at 7 a.m. That's why I wasn't sure if.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Good. I mean, it was a fabulous experience. And I never use that word fabulous.
I've never heard you say
that. I've never said fabulous.
Wow.
Well, that itself is fabulous.
Fabulous. And you know what else is fabulous?
What?
Human Magic.
Oh,
your
thank
special
you.
Coming out
Thanks
on December
so
20th.
That was a gorgeous transition, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to make sure that we talk about it now because we do tend to, you know, go in some different directions sometimes.
I really appreciate your focus.
Yeah. Thank you, Alana. Completely fabulous.
Thank you so much.
And you really touched on something that I feel like we don't talk about a lot and we should be talking about every single day. The fact that what is happening in our bodies when we're pregnant, that is like sorcery.
The entire global society we live in, and also what is rising up right now, is the denial of the powerful magic we hold in our bodies.
Yes.
It is incredible. We should be sitting in wonder. It is itself. It is life.
Harry Potter could never. It is just like.
He could absolutely never. He is disappearing into the background like Marty McFly, you know, in Back to the Future.
Completely.
Do you guys know Back to the Future?
Yes.
Oof,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Just because of J.K. Rowling. But yeah, I was just saying to your producer, Ryan, who is a four-month-old, I was like, it's the most incredible experience of my life. But it's like, it is life. It is life. And also like the way that we, you know, to choose not to have a baby is equally as powerful. Because it's like, you could do that and you're not. That's fucking cool,
that
dude.
That is.
And it's like nice to like rest.
It's always nice to rest. I've always said that.
I love rest.
I love rest.
I love it. Yeah, well, thank you so much. Also, it's, yeah, go ahead.
And it's out on December 20th.
Out on December 20th.
Alana Special, Human Magic, out on December 20th.
On Hulu and Disney Plus worldwide.
It was so fun. It was also so real, like watching you give a stand-up special, and it was so you.
Thank you.
What I mean?
I'm so glad.
It's so interesting because you see a lot of comedians also grow out of, you know, they transition from one type of comedian and then they go through life and then they become, and there was so much you that I saw in Broad City, like OG. Mm. And it's just, you're just like, you're just the same person, but you're evolved more.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I thought, it was so crazy and so consistent to see like your humor shine through even with like new experiences. Mm. And the way that you describe your pregnancy, it's like, oh, that's new. Like, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I want to talk about this. We talked about this too. We talk about this all the time because when you had your baby, did you have like a coming of age type situation where you're like, I'm not the baby anymore?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Right? Did we always talk about that?
Well, yeah, because we're, you know, in our 20s, almost in our late 20s. And we're always like, when are we going to...
Well, I wouldn't say...
You wouldn't say late.
No, it's all perspective.
I agree. We're always like, when are we going to feel like grown-ups? When is that going to happen? So we were wondering, like, does something like that happen when you have a child?
For sure. It definitely does. But so also what's crazy is like you yourself are a baby also when you have a baby. It's so like goo goo gaga for the parents as well. And yeah, I would say that is one way to feel adult is to be fully responsible for a little helpless creature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said that too. You said they're just helpless and they have rubber neck and everything.
Yeah.
Like and jelly I neck. Look at other people's babies and I don't feel like, oh, I have a father instinct that just kicked in. Mm. I'm like, ew, that's disgusting. That baby looks like goo to me.
Babies gross you out?
Newborn babies.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surely if I saw yours, I'd be like, that's art.
I mean, that's so sweet. It's like, you know, a lot of people like, it's so weird to take one inhalation, one exhalation, and then speak a sentence,
please. A group of
I
words.
I talk right through those, so notes.
You don't know what you're gonna feel when you become a parent. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel really organized around it, and like I've always wanted to be one. And, but some people like get there and they're like, ooh, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I've heard in the last few years, a conversation around like, I'm not, people say that they are going to be better parents of older kids, that they're not such like baby people, which I get. I do love babies, but I get it. And also, like, it's very different. You see other people's babies and you might be like, or ew.
Right.
And your own is different.
Yeah. I feel like it's like when someone talks shit about your sibling. You talk shit about your sibling all the time. As soon as someone's like, yeah, she is a bitch, you say, hey, hey, yeah. No, yeah, no.
Right.
No.
That's so true.
But I can talk about my sister. You know?
Right.
She's a
right.
bitch.
Absolutely.
But yeah. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, but what feels like growing up to you guys? You're in your very early 20s.
Very early.
I
almost
heard.
A teen, you could almost say.
And you've built this show and following. What feels, and this world, you know, this is like a world that you have. Like, do you not feel grown up? And you're like, we have this success, but we don't feel grown up. What's your deal?
I don't feel grown up yet. I did just get a cat, and I'm not comparing my cat to a human baby, even though it can be tempting sometimes. That's the most grown up I've ever felt.
Oh my gosh, on the plane yesterday, there were two individuals. I think they were a human couple, and they each had like wraps, like chest wraps of dogs in them.
I just ordered a baby Bjorn.
A baby Bjorn for your cat.
I just ordered a baby Bjorn for Jonathan.
Wow. Yeah.
And I never thought I'd be the one to do it.
Yeah.
Trust me. I got him a few months ago. I didn't even like cats.
Wow.
To transition from not liking cats to baby Bjorn that quickly, it's almost magic.
That's an animal instinct. That's motherhood. I can't speak to motherhood.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Something clicked.
Like this love inside of you bursts open and it's like, it's shocking. That is how my special human magic begins. The joy of parenting is shocking. How hard it is, like you're kind of prepared for it because that's like all anyone can fucking bitch about all the time, which like I totally get. It's like so hard. But I think if we sat in wonder of the joy,
yes,
capitalism would come to a halt.
I love that so much because I was listening to...
I just got chills, by the way.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my God, I'm chilling the youth.
I was listening to one of your interviews.
Oh my God.
And you were saying that like the messaging behind motherhood is very much like Marge Simpson-y, like kind of like hunty.
Yeah.
And I think that's so true. And just like the joy that you've brought to the concept of being a mother and being pregnant and giving birth in your special is just, it's so exciting for me as somebody who would love to do that one day. It gives me something to look forward to.
I'm so glad. And it's like, it is, I so appreciate what you're saying about the continuation from Broad City to Babes to Human Magic, because Abby Jacobson, my Broad City partner, went to art school and her parents were artists, and she was always like able to claim that role of an artist in a way that I was like, I don't know, I'm kind of more of a chimney sweep who does comedy, you know? And like the way that she like took it on, I always admired and learned from her, and I'm really arriving there now and able to see the whole like just being and living my life and then working on it in my therapy practice. And then once I've figured it out enough, let it go into art and like release it into the world. And but you can feel in Human Magic like the Broad City vibes around the stoner vibes around getting pregnant. Like, you know, as you saw in the special, like it's like I smoked a little bit when I was
to ask about that.
And I drank a touch, you know what I mean?
About that.
But then at a certain point, and you may, I'm just gonna finish the sentence really quick.
No.
But I really didn't need to anymore because like I'm tripping my balls off pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Tripping my balls off.
The drug of its own.
There's like a person going like this, you know what I mean? Trying
to
like,
God.
It's crazy. It's fucking incredible.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
I have a question.
Please.
Do you ever wake up, you know, when you go to sleep in a hotel room and you wake up and you're like, where am I? Like you wake up in the morning, like where's the restroom? What's the layout of this place? I'm supposed to be in my room. Do you ever wake up and you've got like an 8-month-old being in your body and you're like, what the hell just moved? Like, is there a spider on me? Spider.
Yeah. You know what? The other thing to the point of what I was saying earlier, this conversation, especially from mothers of like, I'm just not a baby person. And I'm you know, that which like respect for like being able to locate that and say it. A lot of people also like you get pregnant and it's like the thing you got to do to make a person. But like a lot of people don't like it or it freaks them out, right, which I totally get. I think once closer to the end, I was like, ah! Like it was like, it felt like I wasn't like watering a plant, but I was like renting the main area of my house. You know, it's mm-hmm. like as though you have like reconstruction. I've never done like a renovation, but people like complain about their renovations right. or yeah. whatever. And it's like they can't use their kitchen or what. It was like, I can't use the kitchen, you know?
Yeah. So my.
I get it. But I found it so fascinating that I did enjoy it. But yes, where am I?
Were there times you forgot?
No.
Oh, you never forget.
Oh, God. Forget. No. It's also, been... as you know from my special, yes. right. my titties were.
They didn't let you forget.
And I walk you through, like, I got big titties young, mm-hmm. and they've sort of been, like, leading me around the world, like, right. and organizing my existence. But then when I was pregnant, I was, like, drowning in my titties. They were, like, right. choking me out. They were up here. As I tell you, they were hitting my chin. So I couldn't forget because I couldn't breathe because my titties were choking me out.
Wow. And these are things like they just don't tell you.
Nobody tells you anything.
No one tells you
systematically
anything.
Unlearning, systematically keeping women from knowing our own bodies so that we don't realize how powerful we are. Why don't we know anything about our bodies?
I learned so much just from Babes and your special, which obviously I'm so glad I did, and you are truly doing the Lord's work, but like I should have learned that
100%
so long ago.
As you saw in my special, I puked foam.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about
when
the
I was pregnant.
Foam.
And then I tell my mother, I'm all worried thinking she's going to really give a shit. And she's like, oh no, I did that too. I was like, but you didn't tell me?
I think we're all puking foam.
Well,
what do you mean?
No, that was just kind of what your mom to me, oh, like, yeah. when you said like, yeah, we're all puking foam. We just don't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever figure out what the foam was?
I think it's like just like pregnancy bile. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Like weird mm-hmm. pregnancy latte puke.
Oh.
Love.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
And I also didn't know about birthing the placenta, which feels like a big thing that I should know.
Girl, so this is a thing from Babes, my movie with Michelle Buteau, also on Hulu and maybe Disney Plus, but definitely on Hulu. As I was writing that movie with Josh Rabinowitz, who had his wife had their baby just a couple months before I had mine, we were like, that was a crazy part that we didn't know. His wife is in women's health. She's in reproductive justice and women's health. And we just didn't even know. And it's like hard because you're pushing something. It's as heavy as a baby.
We did a little segment because we really pride ourselves on transparency here on the podcast and not knowing what seems to be, should be basic knowledge.
I love it.
And we go through it and we learn these things.
I'm
and
so
we,
with you.
We hide no shock. Because it started with us, because we'd started the conversation around placentas because people, like Kourtney Kardashian, had created supplements, yes. placenta supplements. And I was like, should I take those? Mm. I keep an open mind.
I love it.
And it turns out, no, I would not receive any benefit from eating placenta.
Oh, really?
From consuming someone else's placenta? Nothing there for
that
me.
That honestly surprises me.
Because
I would think it was filled
and
with
me
vitamins.
As well.
I kept my placenta and made them ice cubes and put them in my smoothies.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. I had...
This is BNC exclusive right now, I feel like.
Yeah. You have to like blend it? I don't even think I know what a placenta looks like.
It looks like a slab of meat. Mm. It looks like an organ.
Wow.
And a cool woman named Wendy took it.
Okay.
And then did what she did with it and put it into like an ice cube tray. And then I would put it in my smoothie and I didn't taste it or anything like that.
Wow.
But I was like, I made
you these made
nutrients.
That.
I might as well benefit from them.
Wow. And do you know?
Rockin', right? Like fucking yeah. hard
that
fucking
fires
core.
Me up.
And she
I'm
did
like,
a whole
why
thing.
Don't you put placenta? Lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing and it is worth being in wonder of. And I appreciate your.
Oh my God. No,
awe.
I lose words when we. Well,
oh, I love it.
Magic.
It is. It's human magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like, I know we talked about Harry Potter. There's so many corridors and things in Harry Potter. I'm like, how did you guys not know that there was like a massive three-headed dog in that room? And it's like, for the same way about the placenta. That's our massive three-headed dog that's just like you create in your body. Like, how? Where was that?
I've never seen or read any of it, so I have no idea what you're talking about. I know about
I just got
Voldemort.
You what?
I just, sorry.
You got you a know, kick?
A little kick?
I'm sorry. I'm on a Harry Potter kick.
Oh, I thought you meant from a baby.
I thought you meant a little kick. That's
I did have
so
a green
funny.
Smoothie this morning, so, that's so I'm funny. Sure there will be a little kick at some point.
Voldemort's a thing, leave. Right?
Voldemort is a thing.
Yes. And that's like,
evil.
Rafe Fiennes?
Yes.
That's what I know of Harry
yes.
Potter.
That's
and of course, the three children who are now grown-ups.
Right.
Yes. But... yeah, just like watching those, it's just like this is really truly nothing compared to what happens in a woman's body. It's just mm-hmm. like
totally absolutely fake and fake. Fantasy. And it's like, why are we focusing on this?
Completely.
What's happening where we come from? It's not like one you have to be the person who births to enjoy the wonder of it.
Mm-hmm.
We come from this, which is crazy.
Did you know that you were technically, and I saw this on TikTok, so take it with a grain of salt, but also I don't see how it's not true. You were in your grandmother's stomach
mm-hmm.
because your mom had all of the eggs that she was ever going to have
that's
when
right.
she was in there.
Oh my God.
And by stomach, uterus. Right.
Uterus, of course. Right. That is what I meant. Yes.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Stomach would be
stomach.
Bad.
That would be bad.
You'd be
pooping
eggs.
That would
eggs.
Be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uterus.
But that's right. So my baby had all her eggs when she was born. So if she chooses to have children in the future, I had those eggs in my womb.
Oh my God. Not
that's
sorry.
That's crazy.
Let me say you.
You're already
that's
very
crazy.
Close with your potential future grandchildren.
Come on. I'm obsessed.
You're one
I'm
of
obsessed
them.
With Ugh, them.
Me too.
Are you going to be like Mama Bear? That's as far as I can go. Does anyone else know what I mean? Like Mama Bears unite. I don't know how to explain it. Like it's like a really online term. I don't know how else.
Mama
like
Bears unite is an online term?
Well, so basically one time I said, don't give your babies an iPad. Like have some respect. Just give them a Benadryl like a good parent. You know, when
on
you're at the airport.
A plane?
I got attacked by the mama bears. I was joking. Very, felt like it was clear.
Oh.
Don't give your newborn a Benadryl. Give them a little whiskey like they used to. But I also a joke, mama bears. But the mama bears are like this, a really aggressive, they don't really mess around with their kids.
Hmm.
Health nut. Community of people online that are like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I remember when you did that.
When you did that.
Did you get pissed?
Did
you
I
get dragged
pissed?
Into it?
I kind of just sat there and took it in, nodded. And I mean, I understand, you know, it's tough when you're, I see both communities.
Yeah.
I see you as the comedian trying out new material. And I see the mama bears wanting to protect.
Right. Well, I want to be clear. I was not giving anyone else's children Benadryl as well. I was mm-hmm. just doing a thing. Like, you're not putting AirPods in your children's ears as they play Cocomelon on the flight out loud. So maybe a Benadryl would
Cocomelon's
be
Cocomelon's really
for
bad.
The
is it?
Cocomelon.
Bad Cocomelon. It is designed to distract children and hold their attention in visually dangerous ways that genuinely destroys parts of their brains. It's made by AI and the system in which it is made is not a good one to work in. So Brittany Broski also mentioned Cocomelon. Are you guys young enough that you were exposed to Cocomelon?
Like not
no.
as a child, but I do. It does suck me in if it's on and I'm near children.
Oh, Sesame Street.
That's great.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
Okay.
But Cocomelon is literally dangerous for brain health.
I believe it. It's like mush. It's like,
yeah, it'll like, if the moment a baby's about to get distracted, it explodes color over here. It's truly like crack or like a drug, like a bad drug for kids. So let's just put that message out that
that's good.
Show your children Cocomelon.
Okay, great.
Cocomelon
is good. Mama Bear, so what are you asking me?
And the other that's a good question.
Question I have to ask you is, do you guys know what the wellness to alt-right pipeline is?
We're very familiar.
So are the Mama Bears part of that?
I would say they're teetering on being so in their ways that now they're not listening to professionals. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. So yes, they're on that pipeline. Yeah. So then I guess I would say you were just making a joke and let it roll off your shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you show your daughter any iPad content or anything like that? I don't know.
On a screen flight,
like Bluey.
We'll do we watch TV, mm-hmm. but I like when it's further away.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's a world around the entertainment that she's remembering. She's not allowed to hold a phone. We stopped that.
Wow.
We had to sort of work that out, but it was like, no, like it makes your world too, in my opinion, it makes my kid's world too small.
Mm.
And I don't want her to hold even a phone.
Right.
But for the iPad, she can definitely FaceTime family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even on long drives, we're like stuck in like talk, which is nice. And we'll listen to music, flights maybe. But we watch truly plenty of TV, but longer storylines. And we also try to talk about it as it's happening. So it's an activity we're engaging in. Sometimes I walk away to go fold the laundry or whatever, or grab the laundry to then fold next to her. But I want to limit short form content.
Yeah.
And I think that discussing character arcs is useful,
mm-hmm.
can be useful.
I was watching Sesame Street the other day, actually. There was a segment where Andrew Garfield was talking about the grief that he's experienced,
I know,
with losing his mother. And hysterically, like, sobbing. And I think that was so powerful. And I think
such a gift
for children to be able to watch something like that.
That was so beautiful.
So beautiful. So I feel comfortable saying I'm pro Sesame Street. Does that sound right?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
They've nailed it. Sesame Street nailed it.
I
also think there's a lot of programs like that, that now when I look back, I'm like, oh my God, double messaging. Like the parents are sitting here and like, I just got a new message from this, this piece of content that I saw hundreds of times as a kid that I was like, that's fun.
Mm.
And then I'm like, SpongeBob was a big one for me where I'm like, oh my God, that is
really?
Such a deeper message. Yes.
Oh, see, like I watched SpongeBob. I was in high school and I was like using weed at the time. Mm-hmm. And
using
it was
weed.
More just like funny and silly, but I never got a deeper message, but I haven't really revisited it.
What kind of deeper messages are you getting?
I might need to look back and make sure that I'm thinking of SpongeBob. I did have a panic attack during that new animated movie, Inside Out, or like the emotion one. Fully about death. No, thank you. I like started thinking about it too.
Wait,
hard
about
and I'm
death?
Sitting in... Wasn't
soul.
It about death?
Soul.
Oh, soul.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of wish that I had learned about that young and that we talked about it so that it wasn't so scary.
I mean, it just, it freaked me out, the nothingness that they portray in that movie, which is like so fun for this little like blob of animation, blue color, like really sweet.
Mm.
But then as an adult, you're like, oh my God, he's dead.
Mm.
He's so dead.
Were you high?
No.
Good question. Mm.
Well, if I would have been high, I would have, I think, caught on fire.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm serious.
I enjoyed Soul, but Inside Out 2, did you guys see it?
Mm-mm,
not yet.
I was, it's so good. Inside Out 1 is so good. Inside Out 2 was so good. I was sobbing. It's about a teenage, Riley, the main character, is a teenager now, or like a tween. And it's about anxiety. And
yeah.
I so related to it. I was uncontrollably sobbing. My daughter was sitting on my lap and I was sobbing so hard. She goes like this. She goes,
get a grip.
And I was like, I know. You know, like I was sobbing. She was like, you know, misty-eyed. My husband was like misty-eyed, tearing up, but I was sobbing. It was so good and such a release, like such a great container for a release of emotions.
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention with Refresh Optive Mega 3. A lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Wow. Do you ever get high to watch those types of movies?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about like being high and being a mother and mothering at the same time. How does that impact mothering, I guess? Because when I smoke, and I know everyone has a different experience, everything just seems so, I guess, magical and like elevated. Do you have that experience while smoking and mothering? I'm saying that like drinking and driving, but I mean like positive connotation, smoking and mothering.
For sure. I don't really, I smoke a little. I do. Little hits, as you saw in Human Magic, and blow it out the hood fan above the stove.
Right.
I do that and I live alone.
Yeah. Like the first and foremost is like, it is so trippy. I am so like tripping balls and in amazement with the magic of my daughter unfolding before my eyes that like, I don't really, it's not so much like this decision. It like kind of either happens or doesn't. It's not, I'm not so organized around the weed. What I'm organized around is like just turning off my phone and stopping working and turning my brain off so I can be present. But I would say also like becoming a parent is like an incredibly effective way to learn your limitations and to accept them. So I don't like, I wouldn't get high and go outside with her. I can't handle that shit. You know what I mean?
Aligned. Yeah.
But like to like get a little high and watch something. Yeah. Or like take a bath. It's like, oh, I could. And then I'm not rushing to get out.
Right.
You know, I'm like a little high and, you know, yeah.
I have never related to anything more than when you said I have earned every time I feel chill on weed, because I earned that with the first 10 minutes being like pushing off a panic attack.
That's right.
I think I said it in way too many words, but you were like, my chill session when I am high is an earned one.
I'll give it to you succinctly, my friend Connor. In Human Magic, I reflect on of the thousands of times I've gotten high in my life, I have never once gotten high and immediately chilled. Yes. I have exclusively gotten high, had a panic attack, and then earned my chill.
Have you ever gotten high, had the panic attack, and then not earned the chill and just kept going with the panic attack?
Oh, I mean, no, I think maybe I would earn it more violently.
Chill out.
Like you eventually get there, but it's like, how hard is it to get there? It's nice when it's like gentler, right? Like the more even, if you're just like, oh, I'm a little nervous. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. But if you're nervous and you're like, what are you, a fucking idiot? Are you a loser that you can't just chill out? You know, and
you're
then
gonna die one day, by the way.
Yeah. What'd you say?
No, that was my own conversations that I had.
You'll die one day. Oh, you're afraid of death. And which makes sense. You know what I mean? That makes sense. That's
we both talk.
Perfectly normal.
We both talk. Yeah. I have a dog who's not with me right now. I just finished a comedy tour, so he's been with my parents while I was touring, and it was really nice to be a little high in my house and like have the dog because he's like a safety blanket.
That is insane to see an animal, like to have an animal jump up on your bed after
a gummy.
Well, having lived with a dog for so long and then getting a little bit high and then being like, he's on my house. And I'm like, well, what were those noises 10 minutes ago?
He wasn't in
usually,
the house.
No, because then, you know, I get a little high. I convince myself. I'm like, I start hearing things like, I'm behind you. Like, and I'm like, you know, I start
hearing.
What are
you smoking?
I'm only doing edibles, but I'll convince myself.
You know what's like crazy too? Is like I started like really smoking when I was about 17.
Mm-hmm.
And like I like lost my damn mind at times.
Really?
Especially in college when I was like had all this pressure on myself. I wanted to pursue comedy, get into comedy.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing at college? College was so uncomfortable. NYU, like everything was so intense. And weed can be really powerful, and I, you know, just want to warn you.
Did you find,
I think weed is different now too. I think that the weed,
not your grandmother's.
It is
weed.
Not
yeah,
your grandmother's
it's
not weed.
It's like there's no swaggy weed to be found.
Right.
And sometimes you want that, you know.
Who knew that your grandmother would have you inside of her before your mother
right.
was born,
yes.
knowing that you were going to be smoking Delta 8
that's
in
right.
2024.
You do have to be careful. Weed is really intense these days, and we live in such an addictive culture. I've started getting this messaging about. That like weed is more potent than it maybe should be.
Yeah. And there's like added, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of talking out of my ass, but I think there's just like more added.
Yeah.
Materials.
Mm-hmm.
Also bad transition, but another question. Do you feel like weed inspires you creatively? Like, do you smoke and write?
I can't really actually write. There were times in the Broad Cities. There were times mm-hmm. in the Broad City writer's room that we'd maybe be stuck and I'd get a little high and we'd go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Remove yourself. Yeah.
So writing regarding getting movement and a different perspective, yes, but I can't write. I can't get high and sit and write, but I used to pretend that I could.
Yeah.
I was like, it's part of my process. No, it's not part of my process.
Yes.
It's like literally impossible for me.
That's actually a really good suggestion to do a walk instead of trying to force yourself.
Oh,
to
yes.
type, like,
because like half of writing is stepping away from the writing.
That's so true.
Which is a hard thing to, it's again, this like pressure that I sense you guys and especially you have on yourself, and you want to stick with the thing. And it's like, in fact, it is related to death. You know what I mean? Like
good.
Life is good.
Perfect,
like
definitely.
Life is nothing without death. It wouldn't be life.
Right.
And it's like writing is nothing without like stepping away from it.
I had this professor in college who I seriously have never hated any, like I don't only hate that many people.
Oh my gosh.
But he just had this like power complex where he would grade our creative ideas and give them a letter grade or a number grade. And I was like, I hate you. This is a good idea. But the one thing that he gave me that I retained really well was you need an outlet that has nothing to do with what you do professionally.
Right.
So that you remove yourself and then you can step back in and have flow state.
Right. Perhaps that is what my child is for me, because I like don't really have hobbies, you know, and I don't have a dog. I'm also like, I really have been enjoying like doing skincare, you know, I just
it's
like
a hobby.
And I'm like, is this my
hobby? Yes, that's
hobby?
That's a totally valid hobby.
That's so sweet.
Some people
of you,
really
but I
consider
don't know.
It art. Truly. And I love watching videos of skincare too. So
I
it
could know.
Also be
I know.
Output.
I know. It's like, but it's true. Like you need to step away from the thing for sure.
Yeah. We also struggle with finding hobbies, because every time I find a hobby, I'm like, how can I monetize this?
I know.
You know, it's like, no, just enjoy it. Like put your phone away. You can't monetize walks really unless I bring my phone and
that's
I make
my thing. That's my thing. It's like walking and talking. I just love talking. I love like getting dinner with friends, cooking, like your basic
that's a hobby.
Shit.
We're all
working out.
Hobby.
You
and
know?
Talking is storytelling, so, and that's a hobby.
And then you can record it and make a podcast. I'm just
it's hard to not keep feeding the cycle and to pause from it. It really is.
Especially like the entertainment situation. It's like, okay. This could be a video. This could be a TikTok. Like we could use this to promote something else. And it's like, shut up.
Mm-hmm. And it does so organically feed into your life flow.
Right.
I totally relate. Do you guys turn your phones off?
Oh God, no.
I think my cat thinks my phone is a part of my body.
Your cat is kind of correct.
It changed the way that my pinky is shaped.
Yeah, it is changing our bodies and becoming part of it.
Have a shelf on.
Like even to even when you fall asleep.
Alana, it's under my pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible.
There's like this thing we human beings have still at this point called will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, free will.
I might have lost mine.
Free will, but I don't think so. I see a human spark that is just shining bright.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if you can just turn it off, as you saw in Human Magic, right. That's like truly what I consider Shabbat. I turn my phone off on Friday night and I'm like, I'm a rabbi pretty much. And this is Shabbat. And I recommend it.
Shabbat Shalom. I'm going to do that as well.
I should be observing Shabbat. And that feels like a beautiful way.
Once a day to turn it off, like to go to sleep is what I do. And then also when I can, Friday night, Friday at sundown to Saturday at sundown. And it gives me peace and reminds me of a time at which my phone was not an extension of my consciousness.
Yeah. Sometimes I just get scared. Like, what if something happened?
Totally.
Maybe I should get a landline.
Totally.
Maybe I should get a landline as well. We can chat.
Maybe
we
should bring back landlines.
Or AOL Messenger, although we'd have to do that on a phone.
I guess you don't have to turn off your computer.
I would like to be able to set an away message on my iMessage. Be like, hey, mm-hmm. I'm observing
it's Shabbat.
So find someone else for this.
I actually just remembered, speaking of Shabbat, a story that I learned at Hebrew school. I actually might have told this before.
Hit us again.
That completely like cured my fear of death, if anyone wants to hear it.
Please.
The Jell-O theory.
He told me that, and I actually don't remember exactly how he told the story, but basically there's a mother who has twins in her uterus, and the twins are about to come out into this world, and they're basically like, goodbye, it was nice knowing you, because that's the only life that they've ever known, and they think that they're essentially about to die.
Mm,
but really what's happening is that they're being born into this life. So basically we're the twins now, and we don't know what's coming. And that healed me.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Some people refer to death as a transition.
Yeah, it's a transition.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah. The transition out of the womb.
Never in my life did I think we would touch on death so many times with you here.
It's such a theme for you.
It is
for everybody, but like it's very interesting to me what's coming up for you.
Yeah. Sometimes talking about it helps.
Yeah.
And sometimes it hurts. You let us know where you stand right now and how we can help.
How do you feel right now about death?
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I have a question for you, actually, another one.
Great.
Do you feel, because I feel this way to my unborn children that are just a twinkle in my eye right now, mm-hmm. in my glazed over eye, do you feel like you'll live vicariously through your daughter at all? Like, I always wanted to be good at skiing, really. Guess who's going to be skiing?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that I will, but I'm like, I'm definitely like aware of the mistake of that,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and trying so hard not to project my past experiences onto her as her own.
Right.
So I definitely do already make that. It's a mistake. Like, I consider it a mistake. I do already but I'm working really hard not to. But you know what? Like, I guess the thing that is really happening is that you're reliving your own experience. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do is like reflect on that and heal from the trauma that I've experienced, rather than think it's about her, because she's having her own whole thing.
Right.
But it is, it's definitely a practice.
Yeah. My mom made me do piano lessons for so long, and I hated it. I hated it. I hated my teacher. I hated going to her house. It smelled so bad. The lights were off. I was like, this is just like not...
The lights were off?
The lights were off. I was like...
That's scary.
But she's a theater teacher. So it's kind of just... I know.
That honestly makes it riskier.
You justify a lot of things.
Yeah. Turn the lights on, babe.
Just flip them on, because I could see the notes easier.
Because I'm a child, and I'm alone in your house with you. Like, inappropriate.
Yeah.
I agree. Hindsight's 50-50. Totally. But I'm sitting there, and I'm learning this thing over and over and over again. And I was like, as soon as I'm allowed to stop doing this, I'm done. I'll never look at the piano again. I regret that. I wish I did that. But my mom has a piano in her house that she's never learned. And it's like, oh my God, I was learning it for you.
It's also like, girl, get a piano lesson.
Your dream.
Get a piano lesson.
That line that's like, Dad, that's your dream.
That's from High School Musical.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's so funny. Yeah. Does Zac Efron say that?
Dad, that's not my dream.
No, I don't know. Zac doesn't say, I would know if Zac said that.
You would, sorry.
It's okay.
I think it's just like a typical.
I think it's a typical like coming of age. Like,
Dad, that's your dream. I love that. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
And I really, like, I have thought deeply about, like, if I have a son and he wants to do sports over musical theater, like, that's something I'll have to support, and it will be
gut wrenching.
It will be gut wrenching, but I'm prepared to go to the soccer games.
And you're gonna have to like create a musical theater experience for yourself to like work it out.
Exactly.
Maybe you could listen to Dancing Through Life.
Yeah, I can live my dream and let my son live his.
Totally.
Yeah, that's something that we can do. You can still learn to play the piano now.
You're empowering me. Right here on our Kelly Clarkson Wayfair collection chairs.
Yeah, and the customs too. Don't forget.
But I thought your chairs weren't the Kelly Clarkson ones.
I mix it up every time. Brooke gentle parents me to remind me. Actually, I think you've kind of gentle parent given up.
No, I did. I just flagged it. I'll never give up on reminding you these are the original customs.
Right.
And Alana's
these are really custom chairs.
These are custom.
Gorge. Yeah. Okay. Oh my God.
We really were excited about the library look.
High end. Beautiful.
Very high end.
Good job. And very grown. I like to say that's some grown up shit.
That is grown up shit.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Custom chairs.
Custom chairs.
For your YouTube show.
For our grown up.
Adults.
For our grown up.
That's adult
show.
Shit.
That's
very in 2024.
It is. That's a good thing
to flag, because it's like sometimes the grown up things fly under the radar and you don't even realize.
And they're being redefined, like the grown up shit that like baby boomers and their parents, the greatest generation, LOL, scripted as mature are such babyish fucking things. So absolutely keep redefining what adulthood is, because you are the thought leaders in the space.
That's so true. And I also think it's hard to feel like an adult because our parents, I know my mom had already had me by the age that I am now. So it's hard to be like, oh, I'm a grown up when my parents were like so quote unquote ahead.
But that's like an external thing. You know what I mean? Like growing up is actually an internal thing, which is separating from your mother.
Yes. Yeah.
And knowing who you are. Like you don't have to have a kid to do that.
Yeah.
I love the tweets that are like, you're all moving at your own pace. Like everyone's moving at your own pace. And you're like, yeah. And then it's like, it's okay to wait until 32 to have a baby. And I'm like, okay, hold on.
How about,
like,
how about
that's
40?
Next year? Like, come on. Come on now. You know what's crazy? I think about this all the time. We talked about this one time. When I was watching Broad City for the first time, I was in college. And we were illegally streaming it and airplaying it. Or no, we had an HDMI cord. And we would dangle a laptop from the fireplace to the TV. And I was like, oh, like these girls are figuring it out and there's so much time to figure it out. And now I watch it back and I go, these girls are figuring, I watch it back still. These girls are figuring it out. And then you say, I mean, I don't know. I'm already 24. Oh my God. You were 24 in that show. Like your character, were you?
I was 27 when the show first aired.
Okay.
I was 22 when we started making the web series.
Okay.
I was 24 when we sold our first script to FX.
Wow.
And then Comedy Central picked it up. I was 25. Well, committed to making the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was on the air and I was 27.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Are you saying like you watch something and you're like, I have so much time, and then you watch it back when you're older and you're like, oh.
Well, I didn't catch when I was 18 watching for the first time.
Right.
The age.
Right.
But now I think I'm so hyper aware of like where people are, and like I'm like, oh, they've just moved to this city. I don't know what age I thought I put on Broad City when I was 19, 18. But then now I look back and I'm like, oh my God, those are children.
You know, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls? He was 24 when he was killed.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought he was like 50 years old.
Yeah.
And like, you know, systemically, like what he was talking about was way older than he should have had to deal with. He was 24 when he was killed. Wow. A literal, like, brilliant, artistic kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is some crazy
shit. Couldn't rent a car.
Couldn't have rented a car. Yeah.
So wise beyond his years.
Yeah.
And so, age is a social construct.
It's so funny though for you to think of the Broad City Girls as so old, because we were so, you know, like the tip of the spear was that we were young and dumb in a fun way.
Yeah.
When you're 17, 18, you hear someone's 23 and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I'll never be 23. That is
we're smoking, we're fucking, we're living on our own.
Pass.
Yeah.
Like, you're about to die.
Yeah. I used to think that. Like, I remember in like second grade, I was like looking ahead at fifth grade as the final year in elementary school, and I was like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
I never saw myself past 11.
100%. Then when I was in sixth grade, I was like, I'm not going to make it to high school. I will probably die. Like, in eighth
grade.
Do you
think that's normal? Because I also always felt that way.
I am wondering now if it's Jewish.
Mm. That could very well be.
But you seem Goyish and you seem very focused on death.
I hang out with Brooke a lot. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think since I hung out with her, I got IBS from her. Mm-hmm. It's not even contagious. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yeah.
I osmosis her IBS.
I get it. I had a dog, a Labrador, who wouldn't go in the rain. And I was like, I guess you're a Jewish dog. That was more nurture than nature,
all of our dogs
sure.
have been severely mentally ill,
right?
Yeah.
Right,
severe mental illness.
Yeah, so I believe it. And I'm sorry about your IBS. You should try psyllium husks.
I think I'm
that
like fibrous husks of like a grain that you mix with water and swallow, and it helps like bring fiber to your poops.
So everyone on our podcast, which has somehow turned into like a gastroenterology, whatever the word is, someone help me. I had a stroke. Everyone's been keeping up with my stomach ache journey, which like, because if you look back a year, 2 years, I was like, you guys are adults. Like, why do you have a stomach ache?
Well, when
are
I met you, you weren't even comfortable talking about poop out loud.
Which is very related to death.
What?
Yes.
Because
you poop when you die?
Because you poop when you die. And it's also like...
And when you give birth.
Yep.
Life cycle.
That's right. Wow. That's right. And it's sort of like about...
I pooped coming in here. I'm going to poop on the way out.
The waste that's like gone from you. Like you will be gone one day. And also just, disappear.
So poop's been a metaphor for death this whole time.
It is related to it. I didn't articulate it well.
No,
like, it's very related to death.
No. I'm seeing you.
Like anal retention also. It's like you don't want to let go of your life. You might be holding onto life real hard.
I heard you mention way at the beginning of the episode, your therapy practice. Did
yeah.
I? Are you a therapist?
No, but I'm in a lot of therapy.
Okay.
I'm in a lot of practicing therapy.
Okay.
I'm in a lot of it.
Because you just fully, like I caught on through the episode. I'm like, a lot of like intuition, just like all of these wise.
Well, also like I'm having
nuances.
This experience since Into Clurb, and then also like I'm here doing all this like YouTube stuff, and lots of podcasts, and I'm really like confronting my cultural babies, mm-hmm. which is what I consider you. And so I'm really reflecting on my Broad City journey artistically and creatively, and I've developed this like sort of practice of like each like sort of bucket in my life feeding itself from actual life and I won't say actual life, it's all my life, but like being and pausing, productivity to like working on it because I need a lot of fucking help because I'm depressed and anxious by nature, and then working on it so much that I can create about it and then releasing it, pooping it out and letting it just exit. Like we will one day exit this world. So I'm just like really noticing your energy and relating to it and like sort of, yeah, relating to it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Who would have known we had a connection just via poop this whole time? Poop and death. And there's, like, there's only three true things in the world: taxes, poop, and death.
Yeah. Taxes, poop, and death.
Everybody wow. poops, everybody dies.
Yeah.
That and could be the follow-up.
And not everybody does their taxes.
Everyone does their taxes, though.
Wow. Yeah. That's so damn true. You have something just that
I have been. I don't know how to bring it back to pregnancy,
just
and
it's
the
your
uterus.
Show.
But I was watching Babes again last night.
Oh my goodness, Brooke! Thanks, I appreciate it, like, and I'm so truly, moved. Like truly,
like one of my favorite movies. Mm, it's
thank
it's
you.
So good.
Thank you so much.
But I learned, you know, two things from Babes. Water breaking.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that it could be like a trickling and a mm-hmm. and a misting. My understanding of water breaking was it's this big dramatic moment, and now I'm learning you might not even feel it.
Yeah. In Babes, I like go on and on about, you know, in the movies it's this monsoon whoosh,
yeah,
but it really can be trickling. It's I shouldn't give away someone else's. Someone in my life who I work with had a monsoon whoosh of uh-huh. a water breaking. She's a publicist on somebody else's photo shoot. Like, your water breaking on a white psych
oh,
of your client's photo shoot. Yeah, how like crazy is that, Jen? But my water, I think, had to be broken at the hospital. Sometimes it's a trickle and you're like, what is that? And it's like, your water broke. You're in labor. And somebody might not be feeling the
right.
Contractions.
Right.
So there's a variety of ways in which your water can break or not at all, and they have to break it.
And now I'm wondering, what even is the water that I should, like, that's something I should know.
You know, it was no, you shouldn't know it. You have been, the entire world has been organized to make sure you don't know it. Don't beat yourself
okay.
up for that. Yeah, like the whole,
But that's even just wild to think about.
The power structure we live in, which is now rising as global authoritarianism, is to make sure you don't know your own feelings and emotions, because feelings are felt in the body, and so that you don't know how your body works. It's like really scary.
That's really scary.
So why don't we know about this? I don't know. I mean, I do, LOL, I just said it. but your water breaking can be many things. There's also this thing called a mucal plug. Do you know about that?
I might have heard of the mucal plug.
So that plugs up the water, I think. I think the water is, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that's something for me to learn later.
Wait, that's, we could even,
but it like unplugs and then the water comes out. So if you're okay. like
and
all so, plugged
and
up,
you won't feel the unplugging.
I don't think you'll feel it. It's also like, it's everything's so sensitive and wild mm-hmm. and you can't even like see, you know what I mean?
Right.
Underneath that, it's like, it is helpful, or I found it helpful to have a partner for sure. And I was like, what's going on down there?
Jeff, what's happening?
Yeah, fully and truly.
Yeah.
Fully and truly.
Oh my gosh, if that happened to me.
No, also
I don't even...
something I was thinking about during Babes is that we talk so much about like how big of a deal birthing is, but there's also all of the things that are so scary leading up to it.
Mm.
And women are just like so brave, like the amnio, that's what it's called, right?
Yes. Oh my
the
God.
The size of that, like that's the first time I'd ever seen.
What is that?
It's a test.
Yeah. So if you have like a predisposition to genetic abnormalities, or if you're 35 or older,
mm-hmm.
35 or older is considered a geriatric
yeah.
pregnancy.
Keyword.
Like, bitch.
Yeah.
So because my character in Babes, Eden, named after my best friend, Eden oh. Reese, shout out to Eden. Oh, Davis, LOL. I said her maiden name. So my character, Eden, her partner is not available, let's
right.
say. And so they do this test, an amniocentesis, to see if there are genetic abnormalities, because they can't also test the father. And it literally is like a cartoon 1 foot needle that goes through the belly into my belly. Do you guys know Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So it goes through the belly.
Oh my God.
And you go like to the placenta and then pull out like a sample so that you can genetically test those cells. But like, are you kidding me? That is so scary.
Why aren't we talking about?
Why aren't we just congratulating women who've gotten an amniocentesis, or congratulating pregnant yeah. people who've gotten an amniocentesis?
That's feeling as
almost as big as the birth to me right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you'll definitely have to get that if you're Jewish, huh? Sorry to
Viral. If you're under 35 and your partner is available to do the testing, okay, you won't.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
35 is a geriatric pregnancy for a woman, but the youngest you can run for president as a man. That's the youngest the president could be.
Well, and it's any gender.
I have to go.
We all live in this system, Connor. And
Connor, like, what's scary is that I didn't even flag that.
Yeah.
I had to just do a quick lap and I'll unzip my jacket.
How old is
Because I'm sweating
How
a little bit.
36.
Cool, I'm 37. Okay, so we're elder millennials and we just have more capacity to do critical thinking because we actually learned that in school, mm-hmm, which I don't believe you did. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
We're all unfortunately locked into the system, and you know, we use our free human will to rise up out of the system with awareness and then take action.
Yeah. But
you just saw an incredibly qualified candidate who happened to be a woman lose, so no wonder you said that.
I'm programmed.
Do you have any advice in getting out of the system?
Yeah, reading, talking, learning about the history of this country, the genocidal tactics employed in order to build this country, the history of Native Americans in this country, the history of African Americans in this country, and then learning your own history, in your own way, because mm-hmm, it's like Hebrew school, we're taught right, a certain thing.
Right.
But then to sort of seek out my own Jewish thought leaders, like John Stewart, mm-hmm, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Emma Goldman, whatever, and Jewish artists and mm-hmm, stuff. Yeah, I would say American history, like learning real American history.
Wow.
Fascinating. I just read this tweet the other day.
Opened you just my mind. Read a tweet the other
read
day?
Read this tweet yeah, the other day.
Because
I was doing some reading. and someone said, I had never even considered Dr. Pepper to be a woman.
I thought you were going to say
that is so funny.
Doctor.
Hello.
That's funny.
Me neither.
That's funny.
And you know that riddle.
Oh, the riddle. Of course.
You know the riddle?
No.
Oh, well, we won't be able to tell you it because I don't know it. Do you know it?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like Brooke knows it.
Should we pull it up?
No, I know it. It's like you're, yeah. No, I can do it.
Okay.
You're, okay, a kid, yeah, it's kind of morbid. A kid gets in an accident. And no, I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. I don't know it. I'm not afraid to admit it. Can we pull it up?
It's so
it's
layered.
Defining it's like, of this generation.
And do you consider yourself zillennials?
So I kind of abide by...
by law, you're a millennial.
South Korea had given its citizens 2 years back during COVID, age-wise. They have allowed everyone to change their age. So I'm kind of... using that technique. So
South Korea allowed people to change their age?
They allowed during COVID, they gave them 2 years back. Go ahead and change your...
On like their driver's licenses?
I believe so.
I think like in law.
That is creative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving that. Why not three is my question.
But by birth year, we are technically millennials,
mm-hmm,
but I definitely feel more aligned with...
I see what you're saying, like the years you left. And what... is your space-time government age?
Space-time government age, is that real life age? Or
yeah.
South Korean? 28.
Sorry, space-time U.S. government age.
U.S. government age on birth certificate, 28.
In South Korea, you're 26?
In South Korea, yeah, it would be 26, right?
26, what a beautiful, kind of rolls off the tongue, right?
26?
Yeah.
And almost rolls off the tongue. 28? Cool. I'm 37.
In many ways.
Read this to me so I don't...
Go ahead.
I'm going to do it like by... like A-U-R-A-L, oral learning.
Yes.
I love that. A father and his son are in a car accident.
Mm, that's it.
The father dies at the scene and the son is rushed to the hospital. At the hospital, the surgeon looks at the boy and says, I can't operate on this boy. He is my son. How can this be? The father dies at the scene and the son is rushed to the hospital. At the hospital, the surgeon looks at the boy and says, I cannot operate on this boy. He is my son. How can this be?
I mean, maybe it's a thing of like, we are all God's children or something.
Okay, Christian Alana is here.
What is up, Jesus freaks? How could this be? I have no idea, but I'm not like good at math.
You're not gonna like the answer. I mean, you're gonna love the answer, but you're not gonna like what?
Give it to her.
The doctor is his mother.
Oh God.
Oh my God. Oh my
also,
God. See?
Also an option, yep. Gay dads.
Well, that's where I had went.
Right. Oh my God.
I said the same thing you
that
said.
Is
I said
this so could be spiritual.
Isn't that sad and sad?
Oh, my heart's racing.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know.
I consider like myself a feminist.
Yes, of course. And even the fact we were talking about that for the past hour and it's still, it's not your fault, Alana.
Wow.
It's the system.
Wow. See, I have so much unlearning and learning to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper's a woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spread the good word.
That is so frightening to me. And sad. I'll say that. I'm saying frightening, but that's distancing. I'm actually sad. When I'm up close to it, I'm sad.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry we had to do that.
Well, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to forget this.
Okay.
I wasn't going to beforehand, but this now, it's cemented.
I love the riddle because we do think about this riddle a lot. Like, I feel like
it does come up often when we're challenging the system.
And it's like, I'm like, oh, the surgeon is a woman. The surgeon's a woman. Women can be surgeons.
Yeah, they can.
And they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
My best friend Eden is a surgical physician's assistant.
Okay, shout out once again to Eden. Thank you for your service.
It's like, I know this bitch from 11 years old. I know that she's doing surgery on cancer and cancer titties in particular. Mm-hmm. I think of her doing her work and what a badass she is. And I'm not even thinking of a woman being a surgeon.
Yeah. Something for everyone to think about.
Fuck,
take this
sure.
with you today.
Fuck.
How long are you in LA?
48 hours.
48 hours. And you graced us here.
Oh my God. You don't know. I'm so thrilled. You know what I really wanted to get to though? I saw on like the sort of prep sheet flossing. I think that is something that we should talk about.
Like this.
You're like, is flossing bad? Why did you think it was potentially bad at all? I thought it was so good for you.
Because I think that was you that thought it was bad.
I thought flossing was
well,
bad.
What we had done was that we went through all of our old notes in case we needed some topics. And one of the notes was, is flossing bad? And we were going to try to figure out what we meant by that.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
it was old. Because
I think it's very good.
Yeah, I think it's good too. But I think and I assume it.
I was nervous about like, did the youth get anti-flossing messaging?
No.
And I wanted to address that.
Well,
I would assume maybe it was you that had written that. And it sounds like something you would write.
Well, it's just like, I feel like especially this could be relevant with having been pregnant and having a new baby. I feel like a lot of the messaging changes where it's like egg whites are good.
Yes,
egg
dude.
Yolks are bad.
Yes.
Egg yolks are only good. The egg white is bad now. Don't eat eggs. They're bad for you. The flossing thing, I started to get messaging like you're disrupting your teeth natural cycle. I'm like, they what? Don't
that's
have like cycles.
All,
my teeth don't
right
have
mama
cycles.
Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Those
all
are
right
bones.
Mama there.
Yeah, and it's like,
oh,
I think someone had a
fuck.
Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a dream and it's like, I'm going to start telling everyone this, and it's based on nothing but except wrong intuition, where it's like, no, people should floss.
Yeah.
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 Like,
cool.
I have popcorn kernels in my teeth, you know,
yeah,
from 3 days ago. I need
to
floss.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I just wanted to touch
on
that.
In summary, Human Magic.
Human Magic, December 20th.
Fabulous. Floss. And women can be surgeons. Women are surgeons.
Women.
And doctors, too.
Can be anything.
And anything.
Including the president.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to like say that Human Magic, my special that comes out on December 20th, is available on Hulu and Disney Plus worldwide.
Hulu
just saying.
Plus.
Okay, just saying.
Yes. Anything else we're missing?
Just
Alana?
Thank you guys.
Just thanks. Like,
what fucking cutie pies. I'm so thrilled.
I'm so thrilled.
Oh my gosh, my
babies,
my little babies,
mama,
just obsessed.
Our
mama,
bear.
But not
our
of,
good, mama,
but not of the mama bear.
Yeah, our mama bear that's breaking the system.
Yeah, love it. Let's do it.
Thank you.
We just love you.
I'm thrilled.
Thank
I love you
so
as well.
Much.
I really
thank you. So
do in the context that's appropriate. I love you guys as well.
Yes.
You're adorable. Also, like I just did want to discuss. Tom Holland? Is this a thing you discuss?
That's the nicest thing people say to me, yes.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for really setting up the trajectory of not only the rest of my day, but week by reminding me that.
I thought you were going to say career. I was like, oh, good.
My career. I have been around the Holland family one time, and they did. The security tried to go with your family, duckling. And I was
obsessed.
I don't know. I'm working this
obsessed.
Event. I don't know
Are
them.
Lying?
No. When I worked at Bird, the scooter company,
We did a partnership with one of the Disney movies.
So funny.
And it was Tom Holland was one. It was Tom Holland and Will Smith. And they were there at the premiere. Spies in Disguise.
Wow.
Disguise double entendre. Did I use that right? Being Disguise and Disguise, like mask.
And Disguise.
Disguise.
I don't know.
They did try to have me adopted by the Hollands, but
cool.
It didn't work.
That was the only other thing I needed to cover today.
You know what I hate is there is about 1,000 things that I know that as soon as we stop recording, I'm going to be like, why didn't I ask that?
I would love to stay connected.
Yes, please.
And I'm charmed. I'm enchanted.
Enchanted, to say the
so
least.
So sweet.
And
so
thank
moved.
You for answering all my
thank
questions
you guys so
about
much.
Pregnancy and the Amnio and the water
of
and
course.
Everything.
Of course. And like my pleasure, my honor, my duty. I'm here. I would love to do it again.
You are the best, truly.
Ever.
Everyone, listen to Human Magic on Hulu and Disney Plus, December 20th. It's amazing. And thank you, Alana Glazer,
thank
for coming
so
on.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
It really, they say don't meet your idols, but I really would encourage it.
Please
I really
try
would.
It.
I would recommend it.
Some are good, some are horrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one was great. So.
Great. Good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This week on Close Friends.
I feel like a lot of times we are forgetting. We're like. Oh my God.
Sorry to bring up your mold.
This could come back to mold. This could all come back to mold.
I think, never mind. I don't like know how much I can say. You keep talking.
Well, you could have developed on-site trichotillomania.
I could have. I wouldn't, though. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.